Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts, and this is season 6, episode 38 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today. Apologies that we've got two episodes today. I did record yesterday's episode in the intention of going back to doing this daily in our usual routine. But then because I wasn't used to being in our usual routine, I forgot to upload the episode. So I have done two this week as the usual program or plan would be, but I forgot to upload it. So hopefully that will not be the case going forward. We are looking in Helaman chapters 7 to 12 in the week of September the 2nd to September the 8th. And today we're going to continue through Helaman 7 and 8. Didn't really get through much of Helaman 7 yesterday, but we'll see what we get through today. Helaman 7 talks about Nephi on his tower, speaking to the people. And he says in verse 17, "O repent ye, why will ye die? Turn ye unto the Lord your God. Why has he forsaken you? It is because of the hardened your hearts. You will not hearken unto the voice of the good shepherd. Yea, ye have provoked him to anger against you." I like what Elder Neil L. Anderson says about this. He says, quote, "The invitation to repent is rarely a voice of chastisement, but rather a loving appeal to turn around and to return toward God. It is the beckoning of a loving Father and his only begotten Son to be more than we are, to reach up to a higher way of life, to change, and to feel the happiness of keeping the commandments. Being disciples of Christ, we rejoice in the blessing of repenting and the joy of being forgiven. They become part of us, shaping the way we think and feel." Close quote. I think it's powerful to remind ourselves that the Saviour and our Heavenly Father love us so much that they invite us to repent, to change. They care because of that loving invitation. If they did not care and love us so much, then they may well just have left us to do what we need to, what we want to do. But they invite us to change and make those that return towards them because they desire us to do so. I'm going to skip ahead now into Helaman chapter 8. And at the start, at this point, there are some of the secret band of Gadianton amongst the people, particularly individuals who've been given power through duplicitous means. And so in verse 2, they say about how, they say, "Why seest thou this man and hearest him revile against the people, this people, and against our law? For behold, Nephi had spoken unto them concerning the corruptness of their law. Yea, many things did Nephi speak which cannot be written, and nothing did he speak was contrary to the commandments of God." So basically he's called them out for a number of the things that is going on, the evil amongst them. And George Reynolds and Jenny Matson Sajodal said this, quote, "Nephi fiercely denounced the evil that existed among them and warned of the impending disaster if they persisted. His plainness and frankness enraged the corrupt judges who had been placed in office by equally corrupt men. Nephi testified of the corruption by which their laws had ceremonially made them unclean, and that how through popular voice the power to alter them from the code of the king Mosiah had been delegated to hearts, diseased and depraved, who had changed them to suit their own infatuation and greed." Close quote. This idea that the reason that Nephi is getting so much challenge right now is because he is speaking out against the wickedness that is going on amongst the people. And of course, that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy for him to do that. But he still did it because he knew and that the Lord desired him to speak against those things. He talks about prophets. He talks about how prophets have been given power to do many mighty things, and the Lord would also give him power to do whatever the Lord wants him to do. For example, he refers to Moses parting the Red Sea. He refers to Moses lifting up the brazen serpent. He refers to Abraham seeing of the coming of Christ. And the order of God, the people before Abraham that were called by the order of God, and then lists a number of prophets as well, which indicates to us that Nephi had studied about these prophets, but also that the idea that the blessings can come from listening to and following the prophets. And of course, this is a useful time to be referring and thinking about this, because of course, we have General Conference coming up, towards the end of the month. And so I think that it's a time of reminder to us about the need for prophets and what role they can play in our lives. Thank you so much for studying with us today. We'll continue tomorrow, and until we meet again.